So it's the fourth day of ESC 2011, and I'm sitting here with John Katorna, who's been a part of our event for a number of years now. John's written a book, Dynamic Supply Chains, which I believe is the second edition. And John, you're doing a masterclass today. And what would you sort of say are some of the key nuggets for supply chain practitioners out there?
Look, there's two key nuggets, and they're both related, actually. The key is that you have to start the design of your supply chain from the customer and then work your way back in. You just can't have everyone in the company working on their own version of what they think the customer wants, and you have to therefore find a common methodology for segmenting the customers, and that's what I call behavioural segmentation, which is really about trying to understand what customers' expectations are when they're buying your particular product or service, and then recognising that really you then reverse engineer back, because what you find almost invariably is that there's no more than three or four dominant buying behaviours in any market for any particular product or service. So you then reverse engineer back into the company and you start designing or configuring your supply chains, and there may be three or four, the organisation design, the type of people you put there, the processes and the technology you use and the KPIs. And so you end up with configuring, if you like, the people and systems and processes on the inside of the company to mirror image what you see on the outside. If you match those two, you're going to get fantastic alignment and you're going to get a big improvement in your bottom line.
Fantastic. And companies that you have worked with this sort of methodology, how long does it take for sort of, a large organisation to really embody?
Look, it doesn't take too long to actually get the blueprint. In other words, look at the market, look at your strategies, review them, do a culture map of the business, try and understand what your starting point is, and then figure out where you want to go. The problem or the time is when you want to try to implement this. So if you've got a company that's got 10,000 people, it's probably going to take you 2 or 3 years to roll it out. The actual work to, work out what the blueprint is might only take you 6 months, but the 2 or 3 years is really around trying to get everyone to change, embrace the new ideas and processes, so that becomes a new way of working. If it's a smaller company, 1,000 people have done work in Taiwan and places like that, you can get the change much more rapidly. It can all happen. So it's all about trying to get people inside the business bought into the new blueprint rather than sort of resisting it. That's the big problem.
Brilliant, yeah. Wonderful. Thanks, John, and thanks for your support over the last couple of years.
My pleasure.
Okay.